Any knock I've ever heard of against black people, I totally am the same thing. Yeah, I know. Every single negative stereotype. Although I am quiet.
Well, you're Western PA, dude.
I'm quiet in the movie theater, but other than that.
Are you? I'll
just about every stereotype against black people, I also.
You also do?
Yeah.
They're pretty unanimous. Yeah. That's the most evil one is pinning certain foods against black.
I know.
Because I was like,
dude,
with my
fried chicken, I fucking.
Or just watermelon. The one time I got.
It's
I was
so good.
I was at work. And some guy was like from a restaurant across
they
the street.
They do love sweet treats, though.
That's true. That's true. I think they process sugar better than white people.
I don't think they do. They get diabetes.
Yeah,
like
but they
crazy.
Eat so much, though, dude. They,
yeah, that's why they get crushed by diabetes.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. If I eat one pack of Skittles, I'm down for the count, dude. They can eat like
you can
four.
Get used to it.
They'll eat four and get diabetes.
White trash can crush soda, though.
That's true.
White trash crushes soda.
That's true. There's something as you shed your white trash, your sugar tolerance drops, too.
Yeah.
It's really as soon as you stop eating sugar for like a month, your body's like, all right, enough.
Fuck, my eyes itch so bad.
You got the allergies.
Oh, my God, my allergies suck.
But the funniest part is about how he said how Western Pennsylvania, you know, like they always say, like between Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh is like Kentucky.
Yeah, it is.
So what happened was all this shitty white trash from the South, which apparently white trash is a racist term. Someone told me one time, I'm like, shut up. And then,
people get mad. I say white trash all the
people,
time on
no,
stage.
People say,
and sometimes people get upset.
But there's people who will say – there's white people who will get mad at you for saying white trash on the behalf of minorities because they're like, well, how come you don't say black trash? And it's like
– oh, I never heard that.
They'll say like you saying white trash means that like white people who have a lower economic class aren't really white people. They're trash. And it's like, yeah. Watch Honey Boo Boo. It's like whatever the fuck you want to call that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they're that.
Dude,
you
I just
can't.
I'm just thinking in my head of white trash just crushing soda. Dude, crushing soda is the grossest shit.
Do you ever see someone walking around like a personal 2 liter just
yeah,
carrying
it's
it?
Just crazy.
It? Dude, if like Tahitian treat, it's like, holy fuck.
If I have one thing of soda, it's so good. Mm-hmm. Just having a nice glass of.
Well, it depends
like
what I'm doing.
Like, dude, if I get a Mountain Dew. It's so good.
Ew, dude.
I'm telling you,
it's because you're from Western PA.
Have a Mountain Dew. It's delicious. But
no,
if
puke.
I was crushing 2 liters of Mountain Dew, like that's
it's like me
just
telling
insane.
You to eat a pack of Warheads. You'd be like, ew, dude, no.
True, I hate Warheads.
Dude, so this guy was saying that like all
you,
these...
Wait, you'd think you would not like...
I hate Mountain Dew.
When's
Mountain
the last
Dew
time
tastes
you had
disgusting.
It?
I sipped some Code Red not long ago, dude. All right,
Code
was...
Red's disgusting.
I like
I'm talking classic.
I
Dew.
Like root beer, dude. I love lemon ice, lime, bro. I fucking that's
it's
true.
So good.
No, okay. I'll give you classic
Dew.
Look,
I will say this. In my mind, I think it's gross. Like when I think of soda, I'm like, it's kind of shitty,
mm-hmm.
dude. When you have it, when you have a nice tall,
a frosty glass
of soda.
See, I can do
Mountain Dew,
ginger ale, and root beer. Those two I can have like a glass of, but I have to be eating a heavy
I don't
meal
like
with
root
it.
Beer.
Oh, bro, if you give me like a hot roast beef with some root beer.
Actually, I mean, that's delicious.
So fucking good. But so this guy was saying that Western Pennsylvania, so, you know, it's serious fucking white trash because they would have these people from the South try to come up to like Philadelphia and like the surrounding areas.
Yeah.
And then the people who are rich who are already there were like, look, we'll buy your house for double what it's worth. They're like, just go out towards like... out there, whatever they called it back then,
towards
like Western PA. Yeah, they go towards Harrisburg.
Walk
and they
towards
use,
Pittsburgh.
They
and
use
they
the
stop.
Wall of just rowdy white trash to buffer them against the Indians. So they went out and just found Indians and were like, fuck you guys. And they just started clashing and fighting.
Even in the 1800s, they had yeah. Mountain Dew. Like,
so that's like, you see people in Western PA, their grandfathers fucked up some Indians, dude. Not long.
Oh, man, I got a fun day ahead of me.
What?
Doing the fucking writer's block. So Helium does this thing where you do writer's block, which is where like a sick ass comic like me or Taruso will teach you how to tell jokes. me, Taruso, all the best. And
who are you doing it with this week?
Sid the Kid.
Nice.
Although
sick.
This
That'd
is
be fun.
Hilarious, dude. Have you seen Sidney lately?
Yeah, he got fucking
his
tooth took his
knocked
teeth out,
out,
man. That's how little I noticed. I saw him after that happened. So I saw him. Sands his teeth.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Sidney. I'm like, did Sidney get a haircut or something? I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And he starts telling me. And
dude.
I'm like, holy fuck,
yeah.
bro.
When you lose teeth, like Sidney is black and he lost two teeth and he instantly is a crackhead.
You think so?
Dude, I was with him. We played poker last night and he is fucking like, no matter what he says, I'm laughing. His two teeth on the side are out. So he's like we bet. He'd be like, ooh, $1.50, that's a good bet. Like, it's so funny. He's like, 75, ooh, that's expensive. 75 cents.
I think he's waiting for a swelling to go down before he can put the implant in.
I told him to get gold.
I That's what I said,
gold
bro.
Or silver. That'd be so sick.
That's what I'm saying.
How do you not get gold teeth there?
That's what I said, bro.
But last night I realized how close we all were to... I mean, white guys, if you lose some teeth, at least it looks like you played hockey.
Yeah.
Black dude, you lose teeth, it's like, whew.
It's tough.
That guy...
I mean, you don't even think about losing the teeth till you see it.
Until you
just go like,
without teeth. And you're damn. Like, holy shit.
What's it, dude, that's on the Russian prison documentary. The guy, so his mom hadn't seen him in like 5 years. The place is so far from anything that makes it like completely, like really hard for people to visit you. And his mom saw him. She's like, where are all your teeth? And he's like, the guards knocked them out. He has one fucking tooth. And it, she's like, you look skinnier. He's like, no, I just don't have teeth. That's my
teeth
face.
Is what I, the problem is. I don't have teeth, the teeth.
Puff your face out and shit.
Yeah, well, that's yeah. Because when he closes his mouth now, he's like his lips like suck up into where the teeth are missing. Man. And then it's funny too because I was trying to tell him, have him tell us the fight story, like what happened. He was like, "What happened with I was at the Whole Foods."
Oh, he told you about the grocery store fight.
He got a fist fight in the parking lot.
It was an argument inside. He got in an argument that was inside the store,
and then it carried to the parking lot.
No, he pushed a dude. He pushed a guy into the fucking freezer, and the guy like landed in the freezer, and everyone instantly just saw him and were like, "This guy is obviously fucking freaking out and beating people up for no reason." That wasn't the kid. Did he tell you the whole story? Some dude sped through the parking lot and he had to like stop his kids from getting hit. And he was just like, what the fuck's your problem? They were like, who the fuck are you? And the guy started talking shit to him in Whole Foods and he was just like, I lost it. If I had my kid, if I had any kids with me, someone was speeding and they talked shit. Dude, I was laughing so hard. He's like, I pushed a dude. He ended up like in the freezer. It was like, ow, what was that for?
Oh God. Well, what's great about Sydney and the teeth thing. If you don't, obviously a lot of people listening to this don't know him. He's like a really well-spoken guy and like, he's always very super, I don't know.
What are you trying to say?
He's on top of his shit. Like, I mean, him losing his teeth and he went from basically like a black Republican to now just full crackhead. Like, he's full fucking like, yeah, what had happened was I was at the Whole Foods and the guy was almost ran me and my kids over. So I fought him in the freezer aisle and I lost two teeth.
His teeth
were I know. His teeth was from a domestic dispute.
No, his teeth are from fucking dental stuff. His teeth are from like periodontist or something.
Yeah.
That is funny to assume that he like lost them in a domestic dispute.
Oh, man. But yeah, I'll be with Sid tonight, so
that'll be fun.
I'll laugh the entire time.
Oh my God. Like,
well, here's your problem with your punchlines right now.
He's gonna fucking punch your teeth out, dude.
No, I was doing this to him all last night.
That's so it's so funny.
He knows it's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
He knows I love Sid.
That'll be fun tonight. That's all I see when I go out in public now, and I see people actively Snapchatting. It freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah, it's a little annoying. Like, just watching that dunk contest last night, every single person in the audience was holding up their phone.
It's weird. I'm
now,
telling
granted,
you.
It was black people.
White people do
and
it,
they
too.
Love,
white people do
they
it, too.
Love
get
it.
The fuck out of
and
here.
Then they all, and then they all talked to each other on speakerphone and held it up to their face.
Dude.
Classic
please,
black lady move.
Please, dude.
Classic black lady
classic
move.
Classic Shane Gillis, dude.
Classic.
Classic Shane Gillis hits the bump, dude. Pussy jet cord.
Dude, you ever see black people in the grocery store talking on the phone?
Yeah,
on their headphones.
On the headphones. I didn't know you could use headphones. I actually did learn that from black people that
just
you could use the Apple headphones and talk on the phone,
but not talking.
It's like
the craziest thing
it's
I've
a
ever
strange
seen.
Conversation.
Both on the phone, just going about their day.
It's once every 5 seconds.
And they'll
yeah.
be like, yeah.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then keep looking at shit at shit, and then you'll be like, wait, are they on the phone? And then a minute later, they'll be like, hmm.
That is strange.
It's fucking wild.
That's something I didn't know that part of the... I thought that was like the volume control. I didn't know you could speak into that.
Yeah.
Till I would see black people food shopping and it's being like, yep. And then like 5 minutes later, I'm like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah. When I worked at Ardmore, people would come in still on the phone. Mm-hmm. And like I was talking to them as a customer and they would be talking to on the fucking phone.
Yeah. But like again,
just
like you're
while
saying,
we're talking.
It's not like if I'm at a counter and I'm like, oh yeah, da, 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 I'm having like, hold on a second. But this is like you don't really know what's going on, dude.
Black people phone is such a mystery.
I've always wondered about that because
it's like being on a walkie-talkie. It's just on, and you both go about your day.
Yeah, but it's bizarre. It's like
it's the weirdest fucking thing.
I always wondered, like I always when I first encountered that, I was like, is that like a like a self-conscious thing? Or are they like kind of, is that like a way to deal with social anxiety where you're like, you just call someone and then you're just like walking around like fucking Acme?
I don't know. It seems like it's just the ultimate not giving
or
a fuck.
Or are
there
just girlfriends that fucking annoying to where they can't go anywhere without like staying on the phone the whole time?
You think it's a girlfriend problem?
I see girls and
so you
I've
blame
seen...
women a lot for things. I know I get dubbed a racist a lot from you because that's you're a liberal Marxist.
But... Yeah, but I'm open to being, if someone's like, I'll be like, oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Am I? Well, I burn off, actually... I'll burn off any old part of myself, dude.
That's just classic. Yes. You're like a phoenix.
Basically, dude. But no, that, I mean, that's true. Something I got to work on. Thanks for pointing that out, Shane.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
But no,
you're handling this like a girl.
That is something I've noticed that, and I'm always like, why? What the fuck is that? I mean, that's like the classic.
Oh, the black people on the phone thing?
That's the classic walk in the middle of the street. When there's snow on the sidewalks, I'm like, oh, there's snow on the sidewalks. Then like June, I see a lot of black people who walk, not in the middle of the street, but they don't use the sidewalk. They just like scurry amongst the cars.
I
always kind of
scurry
like,
to describe how.
I saw a lady actually scurry. She was fucking walking fast.
It's a very animalistic term. It's a demeaning term.
You can scurry, dude. I can scurry.
It's just a demeaning term.
It's usually, here's the thing. It's not a stroll, I'll tell you that. It's a fucking, you're over the middle of the street.
I see some strolls. I see some hard
in
strolls.
In the middle of the street?
Across the street?
I think that's
the only way I would describe
it. I think the middle of the
scurry implies that they're almost being polite to the cars. They're like, oh shit, I got a cross for you.
I'm just saying a fast
walk. I'm talking a stroll across the street.
Here's what I think it is. I think the sidewalk is like the slow lane for black pedestrians, and the side of the road is it's a speed lane. If you're like a black dude and you're in a rush, you just fucking take the fucking side of the road.
I see.
I've asked people about that because it's perplexed me. I don't get an answer. I've never had black. I think one guy explained it to me. I forget what he said.
What? Why black people?
I've asked him like, what's
ignore
up?
Traffic?
Yeah, I'm like, why do you guys walk in the fucking street? And I've had most people go, I don't know, man. I don't really understand that either.
It is. That's very perplexing.
I'd love to get some feedback if anyone knows. Dude.
Yo, black listeners,
please,
hit us up, dude.
Please.
Why do you guys cross the street like that?
And I did crack the socks at the water park thing.
What's that?
For some reason, a lot of black people don't like their. If you're country, that's one thing. But a lot of like the from like the cities and like East Coast, black kids don't like their feet touching the ground. From dating people and having girlfriends and shit and meeting their families, like
it's very Japanese.
Black people, no, they don't like their bare feet touching the outside world. Then when you get inside, it is kind of Japanese. You pop it off and you have house shoes that are just inside. I've adopted this in my house; it's pretty sick. But when I like to walk around outside barefoot, and I met my ex-wife's dad in bare feet, and like the whole family was just like aghast. Like, what are you doing? Go inside? That's disgusting. And I was like, what the fuck? So I think that's why they don't like to go to the water park and let their bare feet touch the ground.
Mm.
That's why you chuck on the socks.
Nice.
Mystery debunked.
Fuck, I had another one. Oh, you know how it's just going to be tough because it's all facial expressions.
Yeah.
Because I was, there's like a meme and I've seen black comics do it where they make fun of white people for doing like the, like that weird, like raise your lips when you see someone.
You just did it perfectly. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Like when you're walking,
mm-hmm.
just being like, black people have a face too.
What is it?
Watch any fucking sporting event. Watch black dudes. Black dudes raise their eyebrows. Ah, fuck, I can't describe it. It's like
you'd have to just do it. You have to take a picture. Well, they're saying like, see, a lot of times when black dudes make fun of white dudes, they pick. I mean, it's the same thing when white dudes make fun of black dudes. You pick the cream of the white crop to where like there's white people.
Every white person does that.
Does the face? Fucking... There was one guy who did oh my god, using everything as a question, like, so are you gonna go or and like that one, he hit me with that, and I'm like, damn, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I catch myself doing that. I'm like, you motherfucker, whoever you are, whatever comedian that was. So are we gonna go there or that cracks me the fuck up.
Yeah, true.
But there is a level of whiteness that like, I mean, maybe our kids will, we can hope our kids can get to, but like that we'll never know. You played too much. There's a level of like super whiteness when it's just like Patagonia jacket. You've never touched like a rake in your life. Like there's white people who are like beyond. Like we're obviously white and pretty very white.
Nah, I ball.
But there's like a level of whiteness that like you and I even don't. At least I don't. I get, you know. So I've worked for people. I've worked for people in their houses and stuff. And like I'm looked at as scum on some level in like the white fucking pyramid. But when you see like a super like you ever take a whole white family out where like the dad's wearing like high rubber rain boots. Like the sun's just like prancing around.
These are all yeah. High rubber rain boots got me.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I've seen like a white family where the dad's wearing high rubber rain boots and like a fleece, and like the little kids are just kind of like they look like no one's ever even like pushed them a little bit.
Yeah,
but
no, I've seen that for sure.
I think it's just being rich as fuck, really.
Yeah, it's just being tight. Rich. There's
Yeah, I mean, my kids to be like uncomfortably white, dude.
Yeah.
What?
What?
This is sketchy around here.
Like Jaden Smith.
Yeah. Is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. How ironic is that?
Jaden Smith.
He's basically the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Well, he's like the part two, really. But
he's the heir to the throne.
He is, dude.
He sucks.
He's pretty bad. Dude, you have no fucking grasp on reality. No. Your dad is a movie star, and then you're born. It's like, dude, no matter what you do, sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks. There's no way you can ever compare to
Will Smith sucks, too, right now. He's doing all these, like, internet videos.
Oh, he's getting real, like, Tyrese promotional?
Yeah.
Or, like, inspirational, I should say.
Yeah, it sucks.
I actually saw
it's real weird.
I saw a security guard watching Will Smith pipe, like, hump her up the other day. Or hump her up. Pipe her up. That's a bad one, too.
What are you saying?
Pump her up. I was watching this. I was watching a lady. Oh, like
a girl.
I
it was
walked
a lady.
By. Yeah, I walked by a security desk, and I, like, caught a glimpse of this computer, and it was just Will Smith.
Was she thick?
I don't remember, honestly.
It wasn't a thick security guard?
I don't remember.
Black lady security guards tend to be thick as fuck.
True, but I don't think she was particularly.
I don't think I've ever seen a fit.
I think she was in training.
A skinny black security guard in my life.
You'll
if it's a black lady behind a desk.
It depends how many the years they got on him, man.
I know, but that's a thick guard.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty unanimous around security guards.
It's a thick.
But
lady.
That's yeah. I mean, they put the years in, man. If you sit on the night shift anywhere.
Yeah, true. But there's not that many white lady security guards.
There's not.
So that I'm sure they would.
I've seen
be
a couple.
Thick. I'm
I've
sure they
couple.
Would be thick.
No, I've seen a couple, and they get pretty haggard.
Yeah. That's a
tough fucking. That's a tough job, dude. Like low level security.
Unless you're a black lady that sits there like.
I need to see that face, dude. I can't jump on board with it yet.
You'll see it.
I know now. I'm gonna look for it.
It's
now.
It's raised eyebrows, shut mouth.
I just get high fives. I just get high fives.
What do you mean?
Like when I see black people, usually just hook me up with like a high five.
Oh, for sure. I'm not saying that's how like they say hi. I'm just saying that's
I thought you were saying it's like a resting.
Face.
I thought you were saying it's a walk by. Like I thought you were saying when you look at white people when you walk by, they do that. Like
no.
Whatever.
It's like you just did. Did I? Yeah, we all do it. It's very easy. The best way to describe it is it's like an elevator door closing, and someone's or like you say hi to somebody like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that's. I'm saying
so it's a double eyebrow raise, kind of mouth shut, just kind of like. Like, I see that you're saying hi to me, I'm not returning.
No. It has nothing to do with
a
salutation.
Gotcha.
It's just strictly resting. Just a resting black face.
RBF.
That I've seen
time
and time again. So that you're makes no. It's a physical. Gotcha. You have to manipulate your face to make the face. So it's not like a resting face.
But what about, this is a white face, a resting face? Or that's just like
no, it has nothing to do with that. I'm saying that was an observation. It's a face white people make.
It's a default.
This is a face black people make sometimes.
But to express, like what are they trying to emote? Is it just kind of like in like standard standby
I don't know.
Mode?
I see it in basketball a lot.
On the bench?
No, like on the court. It's a weird. Yeah.
I gotta check it out.
I'll show you.
It's just like a screensaver for
it
a
is.
Black face.
That's exactly the perfect example.
Gotcha.
It's like a real fucking I don't give a fuck face.
I always felt bad.
See it in rappers getting interviewed a lot.
Yeah, I've always felt bad for I always felt bad for young black men not being able to smile in pictures from like age 15 to like 25. You're so gay.
Well, I think that's
smile.
What it comes from.
Yeah, I have friends and I go on their Facebook and I would just be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? They like get on and it's just like, I gotta act fucking hard as fuck right
it's
now.
It's a face that kind of is like, I'm being hard right now.
Gotcha.
It's kind of just like.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a. Well, you know. Yeah, that's true. That's weird.
It's the white man's fault.
I mean, I'm not gonna go into my drug war theory about the culture of terror in the inner cities, but. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, you're woke. You're woke to it now.
It's different than woke.
That's what being woke is, though. Is being
true
aware
that.
Of
well, but being
why.
Truly woke. If you're truly woke, you don't call it that. You're just like, yeah, check out this shit. I know. It's no big deal.
True.
I'm not woke, bro.
V woke.
Nah.
Yeah, you V woke.
People might say it. People you say woke. That about me. People do say I'm woke.
Yeah?
A lot of times. People are like, damn, dude, you're
I've
woke.
I've heard
as fuck.
Almost everyone I've heard so many people say Matt McCusker is woke.
Dude, I mean, I hear that all the time. Just from you and one other person.
Your spud?
No. No. Right. Boy Steve.
Where are we at? We got to be well over
hour 30, hour 27.
Yeah, this is rambling.
Yeah,
this
that's is a good. Rambling cast. Good, dude, this is some good stuff.
Good. No, I agree.
It's coming from the fucking...
You're just... This is like just...
Oh. It does make sense, though, as like why black kids can't smile, why they don't smile. Because it's like, you're just a fucking pussy if you smile in pictures. You have to be like number one sign, frown, be like... It's just a weird idea to do, to take a picture, to just be like, hold up, let me fucking... Instead of like, I'm like, fuck, I got to smile real quick, or I got to do some weird shit. Yeah, it's like worrying about your face, but being like... You gotta look nasty, dude.
That's what I was saying in that fucking when I did that show last week.
What?
It was a black show, so there was a photographer.
Uh-huh.
And like he's snapping pictures of people. I don't know how to act.
You don't know how to appear iconic?
Yeah. Like Skeet was standing there. Skeet was standing there next to me at the bar, and the photographer comes by and he's like, hey yo. Requested the photographer to take a picture of him standing at the bar, did a fucking pose, and then just went back to talking to me like it was nothing.
Yeah, I wonder about that, man.
And then anytime he took a picture of me, I couldn't make a real face. I had to make a funny face.
I fucking hate it.
It was so awkward. Like, I'm sitting there at a table, and he's trying to get a picture of me, like, laughing in the crowd, and I was like...
I guess you have to be like, that's funny, to be like, we got a white guy laughing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wonder, maybe if the more you think about your legacy, the more you get into, like, photos, to where, like, you'd be like... People are going to see this one day. And where people take pictures of me, I'm like, fuck it up. Someone throws that out, fucking burns it.
Look like you're fighting off paparazzi. Yeah. It's like, dude, get that fucking camera out of my face.
Or also, it's just a weird fake smile where I'm like.
I think a part of me is like, people are going to see this. I don't want to fucking. You don't anytime be... I look back at like a high school picture where I was trying to look tough.
Yeah.
I mean, even though I always took pictures like that to be a dickhead,
mm-hmm.
It's still embarrassing. Yeah. You see a picture of me like.
Yeah.
Like head raised, fucking.
I always cheesed.
I mean, I cheesed in most of our pictures.
True that.
But it's like...
Yeah, you're fucking...
Every once in a while, you'd be like...
Nice fucking cool
try
face.
Try to be a fucking dickhead.
I always hate when I would take pictures with people, and they'd be like, all right, now we're going to do one that's just like silly. And I'd just be like, dude, can I please get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, pictures suck ass.
Ugh.
Especially when you're ugly.
I'm taking it back to black teenager, dude, and just fucking... I'm going to start...
I do that a lot.
I never do,
you can see a lot of pictures of me, like fucking...
I smile, or I just like try to just not... If I try to not make a face at all, I just look like a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Classic.
It's tough.
Anyway.
You became unracist this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told you that. We watched OJ on Netflix. And if you haven't seen it and you're thinking about becoming racist, watch it and you'll be racist. If you want to become racist, toss that on. Toss on OJ on fucking Netflix and you'll go full fucking racist. So I was watching that. I was feeling hot. I was feeling real Milo-y. And I got into this Uber and it was a black lady. And she was like, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, I don't know. It might get wild. And she's like, I ain't mad at you. And just like that.
You switched right
just
back.
Just write her wonderful, I ain't mad at you, sugar. That's exactly. All it took. And I'm right back on
board.
That
does feel good, dude. You get a nice black hard lady. You get a hard baby every now and again. You're just my God. Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Yes, dude, the white pussy's back.
Oh, you bought a fucking black and mild.
Dude.
You bought a fucking black and mild. Oh, that guy lives, I know, he sits outside and smokes his black and milds all the time.
What an artistic dude.
Oh, definitely, dude. He's probably taking photos of like apples from like 2 inches away right now. Needed a quick black and mild to fucking jostle the old neurons.
But yeah, a black lady fucking shout out is the best feeling.
Oh, dude. Okay, baby.
I had two black ladies at the show I did on Saturday, and they were loving it.
Loving it, dude.
And I hit them with some hard...
You're hitting them with the realness, dude.
I was hitting them with some white racism. Oh. I think, you know what? Here, I'm going to say this. I don't mean to cut you off. I think they appreciate white people being honest.
Yeah.
In a fucking... When we live in a time where white people are super fucking, afraid to be racist, which, rightfully so, you shouldn't be, but you should also be honest with how you feel.
Yes.
And...
Of course.
I think they, at least... People that come to comedy shows that I'm on, they tend to appreciate just like, yeah, I think fucked up thoughts.
Yeah. And
I don't mean it, but in your head you think fucked up things and they can fucking agree with that. Yeah, instead of some white pussy going up there and being like, it's disgusting what's going on right now.
Dude, well, okay, to be fair, yeah, exactly. So, and it's like, it's also funny, like... Black people know that white people think fucked up shit constantly because they think fucked up shit.
Of course.
Like, I'll say 7 out of 10 black people you find, and I'm wildly ballparking,
But if you were to be like, do like an Asian voice.
Boy,
if you're going to hit him
this,
with like
a, here comes this hot take.
If you're in a car, say,
that
all right.
7 out of 10 up front really set you up for failure on this.
No, I still will stand by this. If you're, okay, say you're riding in the car. Right?
70% of
you
black
take,
people.
You take
10
random
said.
Black people somehow, and you're like, hey, hop in. Somehow get them in your car. I don't know how you're going to do that. But you're like, hey, ride with me. And you have an
how are you
going to
lure black people
you have
in your
a staged,
car?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You'd have to get them in because it's an experiment.
How would you lure them in?
I'd be like, yo.
Don't do it.
Don't say anything. I don't know. So I don't know. It's a science experiment. So it'd be like with the university or something. So I'd get him in my car, and we'd be driving.
Like Tuskegee?
To ski?
Nothing. Go ahead.
All right. Shane. And so you'd have him in my car.
A white guy like you had a university experiment a while back.
Like what?
In Tuskegee.
Tuskegee?
Yeah. Just go ahead.
Well, yeah, I don't know what that – I know what that is, but I don't know what it is. So – and we'd have, like, a paid actor, an Asian guy, just driving all, like, erratic and kind of, like, pussyfooting, like, kind of, like,
yeah.
About to park. And I would just turn to them and be like, dude, Asians are the fucking worst at driving. I'd say 7 out of 10 black people would be like, oh, dude, I know.
Yeah. And 5 out of 10 white people would agree.
I think you could get
I think,
7.
No, 7...
So you'd have to hook the white person up to a lie detector.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. In because that they'd case, be like, oh, no, not at all. And they'd be like,
in that case, you're sitting at 9. Yeah. 9 out of 10. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my 2 cents. But yeah, it's also, too, there's like
that's
a lot
my
of...
2 cents.
That's
thanks,
my 2 cents. A lot of white pussies make black people uncomfortable. When
yeah,
they'll be
of
like, yeah, it's like so hard. And like, I know you're oppressed. And they're like, dude, I'm like, I'm trying to like work. I don't want to think
yeah.
about my oppression. So it is kind of I've talked to people before, been like, yeah, there's white people make me really uncomfortable with that BuzzFeed shit.
Yeah, remember that time?
Dude,
I don't want to say their name.
Yeah, holy fuck.
You're like, you're black, you know how oppressed you are.
Yeah,
the guy was like, what the fuck?
No, we were at a comedy show and there's a female comedian and a male black comedian. It's like a panel type thing, and she was referring to herself being a woman. And being constantly, like, disrespected was a word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get disrespected.
I think I was disrespecting.
Yeah, and she was like, and you, she pointed to this black comic, she was like, you get disrespected all the time. And he's like, who the fuck is disrespecting me? He's like, fucking 6'2", fucking big strong dude.
This is great.
And then Jane yells out, white liberal women. And we all had a good old laugh.
We all had a great alt-right laugh. Big alt-right chuckle.
Dude, you hear?